BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, The Lovecraft Investigations.
Okay, here's how it started.
We're calling it The Case of Charles Dexter Ward.
A mystery that we figured was going to be intriguing. We didn't realize how dangerous it would get or how deep the rabbit hole went.
Go!
Luckily, we had a guide.
It's bollocks.
Of sorts.
It's all just bollocks.
In the form of Dr. Eleanor Peck, academic and professional skeptic.
There was no Alhazred, no Necronomicon. It's all just completely made up.
By the time that story reached a conclusion, we'd discovered a global occult conspiracy stretching back through the ages. And then, in the whisper and darkness, we investigated a man who'd gone missing from his house in Suffolk, having been tormented by something outside in the dark. And that was when I first met Parker.
If you're going to describe me in voice, please don't mention this spot.
And we discovered the Department of Works, which had been battling the forces of darkness since Elizabethan times. I guess that's also the first time I saw a UFO.
There's no such thing as UFOs.
How you tell me?
Matt and I survived season two by the skin of our teeth. And then I went off to Innsmouth on the east coast of America.
Good afternoon, Miss Fisher. How did you like the view from up on the cliffs?
And Matt found himself chasing down a lead in Iraq.
Wait!
While I got into problems of my own.
It's not safe. Retrace your steps. Don't believe what you're seeing.
And all the while, we were getting so close to finding some answers.
The playing field has moved again. It's all happening back there now. The whole culmination of the thing.
Getting closer and closer to the elusive Pleasant Green. But we didn't realize exactly what it was we were heading towards.
Kill him!
No! No!
Matt? Matt! Matthew Haywood has been missing for 3 years now, and I don't have any hope of finding him. But we started this search for the truth together, and I'm not giving up on that. A lot has happened, and there are more leads. Missing journalists, a new cult emerging out of the shadows, and a lot more Nazis than I'm comfortable with. And so I'm back, with this new investigation starting in October. As Matt used to say, if you're just joining us, I recommend you go back to the beginning. It's been pretty strange, and it's about to get a lot stranger. I'm Kennedy Fisher. And this is The Haunter of the Dark.
Listen to The Haunter of the Dark on BBC Sounds.